أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله اشترى من المؤمنين أنفسهم وأموالهم بأن لهم الجنة يقاتلون في سبيل الله فيقتلون ويقتلون وعدا عليه حقا في التوراة والإنجيل والقرآن ومن أوفى بعهده من الله فاستبشروا ببيعكم الذي بايعتم به وذلك هو الفوز العظيم صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayah number 111 of Surah At-Tawbah. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's mission had begun in Makkah Mukarramah. In Medina Tayyibah, the Yahud were living and they used to have confrontations with the local Arabs of Medina, the Aus and the Khazraj. And these Yahud carried on telling the Aus and the Khazraj, the people of Medina Munawwara, about the last Nabi that is going to come, and he will side with them because they believe in him. And the result is that the Yahud, together with the last Nabi, will overpower the Aus and the Khazraj. Now we also know that prior to Islam, this custom of performance of Hajj was in vogue in whatever way, but the people used to come to Mina and they used to go to Arafat and all of that. So in the 11th year of the Hijrah, a group of people from Medina Munawwara had come for Hajj, and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam would go out to Mina from tent to tent, people to people, person to person, inviting towards Allah tabarakhu wa ta'ala. And in the 11th year of the Hijrah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam gave this da'wah of Islam to a group of 6 people from Medina Munawwara. And when they heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they were convinced that he is the same person that the Yahud had been speaking about, and hence they accepted Iman and Islam at the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That was the 11th year of the Hijrah. The 12th year of the Hijrah, 12 people, 5 from the 6 that came the previous year and 7 new, they came to Medina, they came to Makkah Mukarrama, and they also took the pledge of Islam, the bayt of Islam at the hands of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then in the 13th year of the Hijrah, a group of 70 or 75 took this pledge of Islam at the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, also from Medina Tayyibah. These are known as the Baytul Aqaba. Like how we have the Jamara Aqaba, the big Jamara. In line with that was the hill or hillock of Aqaba, and it was over there the Turkish had built a masjid also, at that precise place where Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam had taken this pledge. Sayyiduna Abdullah ibn Rawaha radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, this pledge was obviously the pledge of kalima la ilaha illallah, of iman, of amal. He asked Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is our responsibility to Allah ta'ala and our responsibility to you, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, your responsibility to Allah is you will believe in Allah Rabbul Izzat and you will not ascribe any partners to Allah Ta'ala. And your responsibility to me is you will protect me like how you protect your wife, your children, your family. So they asked Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if we do this, what would we get in return? Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala revealed this verse, ayah number 111 of Surah At-Tawbah. And at that they responded, what a wonderful transaction with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this ayat, Allah ta'ala says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ اشْتَرَى مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَنفُسَهُمْ وَأَمْوَالَهُمْ. Certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has purchased from the believers أنفسهم themselves وأموالهم and their wealth بأن لهم الجنة. Now in normal Arabic, it would have been sufficient for Allah Ta'ala to have said bil Jannah. The Allah has purchased themselves their wealth in lieu of Jannah. But Allah Ta'ala put some emphasis in this, bi anna lahumul Jannah, that for them certainly will be Jannah. In other words, there is an emphasis that lam comes for belonging, that this Jannah will be theirs. Allah Ta'ala will grant it. That is why Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala on this ayat used to say that look at this marvelous, wonderful Allah. The purchase price, the body, the wealth is also from Allah. The commodity, what you're buying, Jannat, is also from Allah. Allah has given you the purchase price. Allah Ta'ala has given you the commodity. What more do you require? يُقَاتِلُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. And how did they buy this Jannat? How did they purchase this Jannat? يُقَاتِلُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. They fight in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not just that they go out in battle, but فَيَقُتُلُونَ وَيُقَتَلُونَ. They kill others and they are also slain in the path of Allah ta'ala. وَعْدًا عَلَيْهِ حَقًّا. This is the wada, this is the promise. The promise upon this is true. It is not only a promise that Allah is making here to the Ansar of Medina or to the Muhajirin, but this is fit Tawrati. In the Torah also Allah Ta'ala has made this promise. Wal Injil, in the Injil also the promise is there. Wal Quran, and the promise is also there in the Quran Kareem. وَمَنْ أَوْفَى بِعَهْدِهِ مِنَ اللَّهِ. And who is more fulfilling in so far as his ahad, his covenant is concerned, but Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. No one can fulfill a promise the way Allah will fulfill it. No one can fulfill a contract the way Allah will fulfill it. In other words, when Allah has purchased this body, Allah has purchased this wealth, then most certainly when a person goes out in the path of Allah, Allah will most certainly grant that person Jannah. فَاسْتَبْشِرُوا بِبَيْعِكُمُ الَّذِي بَايَعْتُمْ بِهِ. Then rejoice, rejoice with that transaction that you had made with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a very profitable transaction. Now it is a transaction in the sense that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has purchased, and a person gives himself up for the sake of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ. And that is the great success. And again the Quran Sharif has given us an outline of what success is in the eyes of Allah ta'ala and in the court of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. What Allah ta'ala wants from us is that we hand ourselves over to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Probably, possibly, not all of us can go out in battlefield, but at least this much we do. It whatever the laws of Allah Ta'ala is, we fulfill. Whatever Allah Ta'ala has made haram, we keep away. And we make the sacrifice and we kill our own nafs and our own desires only for the sake of Allah. And undoubtedly Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will reward us for that. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.